This is a question for both Greg and Yona. You both have beautiful styles of performance that I think also other poets might want to emulate, but might be intimidated or not confident enough to pursue. So for those in the audience who may, I'm sure, have listened to you and been like, I wish I could do that, could each of you say a little bit about how your style of performing your poems has evolved and how you developed your idea of what you want to say and also how you want to say it?
That's a great question. My reading style developed over time. And part of it was that it came out of, I don't know, what I felt was a prejudice against what people call performance poetry or slam poetry sometimes, that there had to be this huge distance between poetry for the page and poetry that was supposedly performed. And I kind of think it's all a performance anyway, even the kind of elbow patches on the blazer type of a reading. So I was just working through that question over a long period of time. And then I also was influenced by Thomas Sayers Ellis and Tracy Morris, like more specifically, just thinking about the ways that they read their work and just kind of, I had to grow into it to become more confident about it, but that's it, yeah, short version.
I should probably say, I'm not always like this. But the rest of my book is very different. But for those food poems, you know, I think food is something that we should celebrate and that we should have fun with. And so I tried to write those poems, and I tried to perform those poems in a way that's fun. You know? And, you know, my dad always says, too, like, if you're eating Vienna sausage alone, you're doing it wrong. Partly because food practices in the Pacific are always communal. Yeah, they're meant to bring people together. So usually I have, like, my poetry entourage. We're called Ruined Appetites. That's our band name. But obviously I couldn't bring them all here. So I'm grateful for the volunteers and, you know, just to find fun ways to get the audience involved. You know, in Hawaii and the Pacific, too, there's a lot of multimedia performances. So there are poets who may also be like hula dancers, or there are chanters who collaborate with musicians, and, you know, so on. So I'm you know, I obviously can't sing. Usually my wife is the one who does the singing for our songs. And so, you know, just trying to find a fun way where, you know, you do something different, try to see what happens. It doesn't have to be perfect. You don't have to be a great singer, a great performer. You know, just have to have fun, I think.
Thank you both so much, and thank you everyone for coming. I would bet nod your agreement or shake your head no, but I'll bet that they would be willing to continue question and answer period informally. I know for a fact that Kurt and Mark would love to sell you a book, and feel free to come up for a signing, and we'll see you all next time. Thank you.